delighted to be here this evening. Thank you for inviting me. Place is critically important in my business, and we welcome the government's emphasis on the topic and the foundation's appetite to explore and debate. To provide some context for my response, thank you. I've got a slightly tickly cough, and don't want to do a Theresa May on us tonight. So, to provide some context for my response, first, let me tell you something about BAE Systems for those that are not familiar. So, as the UK's largest defence and aerospace and security business, we employ 34,600 workers in the UK. 70% of those are highly skilled, and with a further 95,800 full-time equivalent jobs sustained through the UK, 8,900 companies in the supply chain, we have a significant interest in Place. We generate economic value in 382 of the 391 local authorities across the UK. That skill base creates an 11.1 billion contribution to the UK's GDP, and 4.7 billion worth of goods and services are exported to 40 countries every year. So our economic prosperity, national security, go hand in hand. It's underpinned by our ability to design, develop, upgrade, assure, certify, and support some of the most complex systems in the world today. For example, Eurofighter Typhoon, Astute-class submarine, Queen Elizabeth-class aircraft carrier, to name but a few. Some of these skills are high-tech and very much defence sector bespoke. Others are not, and are common with high-tech, manufacturing, and commercial aerospace. And as we stand here on the cusp of the fourth industrial revolution, the defence sector needs to quickly leverage dual-use capabilities and technologies, address the disparity in the clock settings between long development timeframes in the aerospace defence sector and the rapid refresh rate of modern technology. Indeed, the industrial strategy and the UK MOD's Future Combat Air Strategy are a call to arms for partnership and innovation across sectors, across businesses and institutions to develop the skills and products that we need to secure our future on a world stage. So with 50 sites in the UK, Place is absolutely key for us. And as a large company, we exist as part of an ecosystem of public, private sector organisations, local enterprise partnerships, businesses large and small, SMEs, supply chains, authorities, trade associations and charities and learning institutions. When this ecosystem is underpinned with great social services, health provision, schools and infrastructure, we create vibrant regions able to deliver ambitious visions for growth and prosperity on an international stage. This is the force multiplier effect. So how does it work? If I were to make 2 points, one would be about skills and the other is about innovation. So in terms of partnership for skills, there are some brilliant examples of innovative partnerships through the Engineering Development Trust, the National Science Learning Centres, the Defence Growth Partnership, the new aerospace sector deal with its emphasis on diversity, including a Women in Aviation Charter, is also very welcome. But we need to do more. And I work with the Movement to Work scheme, tackling youth unemployment, the Productivity Through People programme, talks to Ken Skates' untapped potential. And we are indeed heartened by the commitment from BAES, the Welsh Government and MOD to work together on the skills agenda, and we give it our full support. In terms of innovation and partnership in the wider ecosystem, we've heard about Supply Chain 21, which, sitting alongside the Supply Chain Efficiency Programme, will enable, to use a bit of a trendy term, frictionless trade between big business and SMEs, which is absolutely fundamental to our strategy to engage SMEs and draw them in for the innovation that they offer. Clearly, we work with local enterprise partnerships to set the conditions that encourage clusters of companies in the supply chain around our main manufacturing sites so that we can incubate innovation. And things like the Team Tempest announcement, the Made Smarter announcement, will further galvanise these ecosystems. Our ambition is not just for traditional partnerships, it's partnerships through SMEs and also non-traditional cross-sector partnerships. as indicated by our strategic alignment with the Williams Formula One team. We would also like to build on things like the high-value manufacturing initiatives with high-value design and national demonstrators to test our design and engineering integration skills to ensure that we galvanise the skill base around creating those designs that can then be efficiently built and certified to create world-class product. In conclusion, I think we have a generational opportunity for social partnership across sectors, across public and private organisations, across businesses large and small, galvanised by the need to embrace technology and work towards a common goal for our future prosperity. And we should all see this as the truly remarkable opportunity that it is. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.